to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton, county of Hunter, and state of New Jersey. I have a notice that this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and facts of the Hunter County Democrat, Express Times, Courier News, Hunter Review, and Star Ledger. Can I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilman Trachanowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Swetlick.
Here.
Council President Malloy.
Here.
And Mayor
here.
We have a floor.
Okay. Now I just have to find.
Got it. Do you want me to just call?
Pardon?
Do you want me to just do it on my phone?
Might
oh,
as
wait.
Well.
Hold
are the doors
on, let me stop.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, you do need a motion.
Okay, go ahead.
All
right. I'll make a motion to go into executive session per the agenda.
Second.
Mark's got the second. All those in favor?
Good.
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining?
Good. I'll put you on speaker in a minute.
Thank you.
We're just going in close.
Hold on.
Stop
them.
All right.
Yeah. All right, since I never get that clock right, I'll read this. It's now 7:06, and we're back in regular session, returning from executive session. All right, so the first item is the Board of Health, and we've got a one-pager from the county, and I think you have prints or anything?
I gave them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got here just at the stroke of 6:30, so here we go. Okay. You're on, sir.
Thank you. Wayne Ingram, I'm the engineer for the applicant. They're here seeking relief for a property line setback to the system. My understanding is that the county is now requiring not just a 10-foot setback normally for the septic to the property line, but also to the mound. In this instance, I'm not really sure how we define mound, but looking at it in terms of where our, you know, where the grading will intersect the property line, we're basically right on the line. Kind of postage stamp lot, and if you kind of look at the grading and the system we have, there's nowhere really on the property you can place this that would create that 10-foot setback. And again, we tried to go to the opposite side of the old field to to minimize the expense. We looked at the surrounding, lots. We don't think this is going to, doesn't infringe on any other neighboring septics or issues. But everything otherwise than that was fully conforming to the requirement.
Is the slope of the mound wider than normally be the case because of the grading of the site, or is it pretty much standard?
It's 3 to 4 to 1, which is just trying to make it just enough to be mowable. But it's we tried to make it as tight as possible to fit it in. The only alternative in this is we have to reduce the setback to the house. So no matter what we do, we're 10 feet
you're,
short.
You're infringing on something.
Right. Yeah. But the system itself meets the setback. It's really just the grading that doesn't meet the setback.
Do you have a feel, Wayne, for how far the nearest structure is from the property line on the adjacent property? Is it impinging on there?
No, we did look at that in advance. Like, their septic is on the far side. The house is probably over 50, 60 feet away. So, no issues with the grading from that.
Okay. Water runoff wouldn't be an issue for the adjoining property?
No, and that's actually part of the reason we're so close is in an effort to make a swale on the property line so the water goes out to the street.
Yep. All right. Any questions from...
No, it seems like every effort's been made to accommodate all the various regulations and restrictions.
Yeah, the county just wants us to, be the folks to provide the variance to certain land use.
Correct.
So, all right, I think personally we need a couple of...
No.
All right, in that case...
I'll make a motion to provide the waiver. I think it's a waiver.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman
Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President
Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for waiting around for half an hour for 5 minutes.
All right, so we're now up to approval of meeting minutes. the regular session meeting minutes from October 9. Any concerns, edits, typos?
No, sir.
The executive?
Regular session, though. Okay, could I have a motion now?
So moved.
I'll second. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining?
I'm going to abstain just on the 23rd, sir.
Okay, we'll get to the 23rd in a second, Mark, sir. The next item would be the executive session meeting minutes from October 9. Any comments on that?
Bill? I imagine I'll make a motion to approve them.
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? And finally, the regular meeting minutes from October 23rd. Again, any issues, comments, concerns?
No, I'll make a motion.
I'll second. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining?
Abstaining on the 23rd.
Thank you, sir. All right. Next item is consent, which is just very routine, release of some escrows, and submitting the, submitting a strategic plan for the North Clinton Municipal Alliance grant for this coming year, 2021. Are we still the administrators for this?
I thought so last time, too.
Yeah. Okay, so we did that for... Oh, you're right. We did it for like 5 or 6 years, kind of protested, and it's time for somebody else in the county. And, okay, so again, very routine program, and are there any discussion on it? No? Then could I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman
Kachinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Slocum?
Yes.
Council President
Hoyt? Yes. Yes. Now to the first public comment period. Any comments from the public? You know, we should have this before the application for this sector. Come on, what's up, Wayne?
I was curious if anybody was aware of the construction project over on Gray Rock Road and how it's kind of stalled out. I just wanted to bring to attention, I think it's a bit of a safety hazard over there. You know, the weeds have grown on the corners, like 3-4 feet high.
In the mound.
I take my daughter to Goddard School every day, and I can't tell you how many times they can fly, you know, past the intersection because they can't see over the hill. And it's just, you know, I'm just curious if there's anything you can do about that.
Couple of things. Ryan can talk about one. I'll talk about another. That's the doctor's inn, and for whatever reason they stalled. We have a state grant to pave all of those roads. And I've asked the township engineer to do two things, which he's pursuing. One is to talk to the county soil folks to get that graded out. And if that's not sufficient, he'll explain to the folks when the spring comes that they have to mow that mountain down to below 10 inches or facing zoning lines. In addition, and more importantly, we do have performance bonds on the road-related improvements, and there are significant septic ties to be made there. And we certainly don't want that work to be done after we've paved the road. And there's additional drainage that has to be done. So we've begun a polite push to have them execute all that stuff. If that doesn't happen, we will call the bond and we will execute it so that we can pay the effect.
But even if they file for an extension, I think they can still call the bond.
Needed, especially if it's creating an unsafe condition. And then when the administrator comes back, I had received a complaint yesterday, actually, for the corner opposite where the old Coldwell Banker is, with regard to the brush there, the weeds overhanging into the road and causing sightline issues there too. So maybe we want our zoning officer to...
He's already violated
him for that? And for mowing, what's the next step? I think we can mow it and send a bill, right?
Cool.
I mean, we might be able to just swing by.
You can mow it. It's like...
Well, no, I'm just talking about for the sight... I'm just talking about for sight line.
Yeah.
Not the... I'm not going to mow the whole mountain.
Oh, no.
But just around the corners. Take a look. MJ, take a look.
That'd be fine. I appreciate it. I know a lot of the parents complain about it, so I'll be happy to let them know.
Oh, it looks awful. And it's been laying there for quite some time. And it's taken, you know better than I do, it'll take more time than you'd like to think about the call of honor, the force of the parents.
Yeah, surely the site triangles were everybody's biggest concern. But,
no.
Thank you very much.
That doesn't come in the charge of
that. Anybody else? Okay, let's move ourselves then off to reports. Councilman Strauss, have you got anything to report?
Sure. So the Environmental Commission has taken the month of November off as there is no anything to review. However, they will reconvene next month. One thing I did forget to mention at the last meeting under my report is they want to know how the township would feel about supporting, like a lot of other municipalities are right now, is a plastic bag ban. So not looking for an answer. I'm just doing my due diligence and bringing it back to the council rep.
Be honest.
All right, we're just moving on.
What's your next item?
So, yep. And that was it for the Environmental Commission. The only thing I had is just a few follow-ups on the Blossom Hill Road and the Ramsey Road. Is that finally we visited out there? But there's issues with the RVs and the boats.
He's been out there, yes.
Yeah.
I drove by Ramsey not too long ago. The boat was gone. I don't know if it was on the water, but it was gone.
Pretty seldom. And then the email about Evergreen, the guy in Evergreen complaining about the noise ordinance with the garbage trucks. And
that's been a running dialogue with one person in the entire township for quite a long time. I know zoning has noticed that the previous garbage haulers, I should tell them the transition like this story.
Well, this is waste management.
Oh, was it? Okay, I just assumed it was the problem. So,
where's he complaining the noise is coming from? Up on Evergreen?
It's just residential garbage pickup. Apparently, the residential waste management's going out early and picking up.
Okay.
Apparently, hasn't heard of any. But,
yeah.
It can be a rapid service.
The excerpt of the ordinance that he sent was they can't operate the compactor. And I don't know that they actually operate the compactor as much as they throw it in and it makes a lot of rattling noise.
I just didn't know if someone was going to get back.
You know what time they're coming through there?
He says between 5 and 6 a.m. because that's when he's generating his emails. That's what I got out of it. So.
I'll check. I think there's a statute that can only start after a certain time. It might be too early. I thought it was 6 in the morning.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as changing the entire township's regulations, I mean, it is very idiosyncratic. It's this one individual. I've never heard of another noise complaint from the garbage picker since I've been here, for example. So we can certainly respond with that.
You're in my house.
I'm just grateful they show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that other stuff.
I guess the question is, who's going to reply?
Yeah, that's the problem. They email all of us.
Yeah,
none of us
can talk to each other.
Exactly.
I don't remember seeing the email, but send it to me and I'll find out.
Yeah, I forward it. That's all I had.
Planning board canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a walk with Mr. Shaw over there about 3 hours on, let's call it the Herman Thau David Post Trail. That's not marked at all, but it is owned by Clinton Township. And Rich and I both have visions of nice trails that are marked and where we understand everything. It connects up Foreland Park, so on and so forth. So through an effort between like environmental, open space, and rec, I think that's something that we want to do. I'm not on any of those committees, but I do like to hike, and I took the time with Rich. So I want to move that forward somehow.
Well, I think woman sitting next to you.
Well,
we chatted. We talked about it, but because I went with Rich, I just went to report that. And Rich and I both made it out without any ticks.
Are they frozen yet?
No. Nobody told me Rich was giving private tours.
He does.
Tour guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's like, what is word? I mean, I certainly endorse it. And, you know, yeah. Tom is kind of sort of more or less a neighbor, and I think Mike Aversa on Open Space is absolutely a neighbor to that property, so Mike is no objection.
His property back, sorry, of our property.
Oh, okay. He's been here for hunting. One of the ringleaders.
He's a fellow that has a kind of deep voice in the functions. Very, very good. Senior account, I guess. Just a good
partner.
Person.
Partner.
Yeah.
Senior account, that's like second.
Well, he's a big hitter. He's a real hitter at that outfit. He hits up a business unit. So. Okay. So I think Open Space would move that forward and be pushed with the event.
Historic met last week on Wednesday. We talked about the Yellow House again, and we talked about the newsletter, the Clinton Township newsletter. So you're going to do it every other month instead of every month, and it's been like that in the past. And Laura Putterman, the board, Corby's Board of Ed meets on Tuesday. Morgan Angel now is at Calvary State One.
I'm opposed.
He won.
And, all right, if it's over to me, well, congratulations to both you and Brian, because you guys won. So we'll have another 3 years of you, and you'll have another 3 years of me. Congratulations. It's great to be able to continue to work with you. It's great to be with you. We didn't really have any liaison meetings, but I would mention we did get any communication from the County Ag Board and the SEDC State Board decision. I don't even know how to say it. SSM is site specific. And it appears that that case has been, very diligently pursued by the neighbors. It's been adjudicated. There might be just a little change in a month or two that might provide additional rights for hours of operation, but basically, I would say that Highlands stays and has effectively sort of their position in it. And hopefully that will be an end to that particular thing. And, we can just help to ensure that Highlands continues to observe the traffic of the steam.
Yeah, I mean, the SADC had some quibbles with the County Ag Board's decision, and as it has in some of the prior decisions, kind of dealing with the County Ag Board a little bit, but
wasn't willing to go so far as to.
Well, the problem is the main thrust of the appeal was traffic related, and the administrative law judge at the SADC really found Hyonis' traffic engineer to be incredible in his testimony, and the traffic engineer that the neighborhood had hired, just in terms of the analysis and the data that they were using. And ultimately, the trucks are not the greatest thing to have out there, but they're not really posing a safety hazard. And that was the SADC's ultimate conclusion. So, and for the most part, that truck traffic is entitled to large farm protection. The quibble was that the SADC limitations on that.
Well, better not be testing. Yeah. Rough having truck traffic.
The average about two trucks in there, two large trucks in there. I should mention I was subpoenaed, so I was able to testify. The judge there was unpersuaded by my comment that commercial vehicles are not allowed in residential areas. And that's the subject's legal point of interest. We can explain if you don't understand it. Gary Dean is the traffic engineer involved for the Highlands, so he's a very well known expert in the field. Testimony seems to make sense. As long as we're seeing things, we do the best to keep the traffic down around the school bus time. I think folks should be able to
The most upset is the fence line neighbor on the left side of the tenant, who sent me, who's moving in the township, and won't be there. So, there is this particular position. He's really happy with it. So, the other thing is, the broker said we could talk about this, so we expect the Coleman Peddler's property to close. That's been for sale for some time. The county development fellow and I have been working with the selling broker for, 6-8 months, something like that. And it's going to change hands for just as some rough numbers. The assessed value is $4.1 million. The sale price is $1.5, so we're not going to have any kind of a tax adjustment. And the developer is going to shoot close next they are the acquiring broker sat with the county of folks and the mayor of Carroll and I. And they're very interested in our ideas in terms of what would make sense what we're doing with the community. Balloon may flow to this kind of transit village type approach. And so I think once they take title, the first step is probably to start with the title campaign to have them understand what can be done with an independent perspective. And there is an oddball thing there in that the Coleman, the extent buildings are supplied water and sewer from the environmental sewerage authority, even though they're in Clinton Township. So it's a real oddball. And it's not at all clear what can be done. But at least there's one that talked to local municipalities. Jim and I agreed that we would always interface with the developer as a fair account as opposed to, Lebanon and the US and vice versa. Because the impacts are going to be felt, any development, the way the impacts are going to be felt most nearly on probably the growth. The only leading thing is that our township that have seen us stop the tree. So I think they have the beginnings of a good partnership. It appears that they're very open to some kind of an access agreement so that they can use that bridge to go over the South Branch of Rockaway and really have a nice entrance into the acres, which, it's kind of an amenity that we share with the Lebanon Borough and our So I'm optimistic that something good will come from there. It was one of those parcels, a large parcel, that could have been an issue that's been pretty desirable to build, or an opportunity that's been desirable to build. So I'm optimistic that it might be a good opportunity for the future. So we'll see. And the other thing is just an aside, but it's kind of interesting in the most recent election. Lebanon Township did a municipal public question, which was very similar to what we did on this case, and it passed 57-43, which is very similar to the vote when we decided to allow 50% of the open space tax to be used for non-acquisition purposes. And God bless this one. I sort of mention. And the police department got a really nice thank you from F. Ross Clark, and apparently, it took a little while to get around to it, but apparently a couple of the guys really helped out. There was a snowstorm last year, and this family uses a Chrysler minivan for access. He's a 67-year-old wheelchair paraplegic and paraplegic runner. Couldn't get into his driveway, called the police department, and Jeff Lennon and a number of other officers shoveled and salted the sidewalk, cleaned his ramp, and got into the house. So, nice job for the guys.
Yeah, I emailed that gentleman back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's the kind of community policing that really sets a nice tone in our kind of town.
I just saw that letter from Mr. Baumgartner. Did he email you or send?
guy, he's a councilman in Platinum Township. He made a letter about the Adult Police Academy. I just literally read it before I came up.
Thank you.
Actually, well written. But
yeah, exactly. You're getting all these unsolicited kind of, unless the guy's going out knocking on doors and saying,
yeah.
We can relate PBA cards.
Yeah.
FOP.
Get to be Christmas time.
No, it's all good stuff. It's nice to see that. You know, represents the township. I'll shut up and just at a time.
All right. I'm going to start off with some less good news. Jess sent this to me. Road work that was scheduled for Blossom Hill and 22 to make that intersection much more safe has been postponed. It was supposed to happen last month now. And due to some delays with the contractor that they've got work on 22, they had to push it out to April. So they at least reached out proactively and were apologetic, so hopefully we're not looking at anything longer than April, but we'll keep on top of it. Also in the bad news department, I'm sure some of you may have been aware that the rec department canceled the field of screens at the last minute, and I had a meeting with Tom and with Jess. We since had a meeting with the rec committee. I'll have to get an update from them since I had a conflict. However, in the report, you'll see he provided an explanation as to why that occurred and where there were some failings. And in the 17 years, I think he said that he's run it, he hasn't ever had to cancel anything like this, and he doesn't plan to again. I think we've come up with a pretty good plan that Tom has to avoid having something like this happen in the future. So if anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out. Certainly was surprised to see it, don't like to see it, and hopefully it's the only time to see it. And then the sewer authority met last week. I have a couple items that pertain to us. One is the old municipal building. Apparently the building is 70 years and all said and done. So we have to make sure we get that transferred over at the proper time. But the good news is that the applicant's engineer has been reaching out for details for their drawings and submissions, so hopefully they're not inching, but sprinting closer to the final site plan approval and some sledgehammers and saws and get that project going.
In recent days, has echoed the same sentiments. There's been a discussion about how you plow that little bit of Washington Street that's still in the public domain. So there's certainly a serious amount of problems.
And we tend to keep an eye out the stem pumping station. They're going to work on replacing that building, so I'm sure they may be reaching out.
Yeah, I think they already did.
Yeah. They're looking to do it in the next month or so.
Yeah.
I had it done.
I think they said they'd be done in May. So they pulled on some.
Yeah, they were looking for completion in 4 weeks. I don't know how long.
I mean, just what they needed us for.
Okay.
For traffic assistance.
Has to be, the whole building had to be replaced due to an accident. So, an accident a couple of years ago.
Why not this guy? You know somebody hit our building. Our building.
Get the details later, I guess, but was it during the day or?
He came to pay his taxes.
Pay his taxes? Oh, he's going to pay more than his taxes? Put D instead of R. What happened?
Whoops, that's not the break, that's the accelerator.
Yeah. Rawr. Building's okay?
Mike ran out there.
Driver's okay?
Not so much.
Oh, that's news. The same Claire's not here. You know, something wrong with it. And then last but not least, they passed the 2020 budget. They're anticipating a rate increase of $10 for the year, and that rate hearing will occur sometime next year. But I think I mentioned last time, the treatment costs continue to go up exponentially. Hopefully that all gets sorted out shortly. And they're also in looking for an administrative assistant. Their current one left. So I think she's reached out. They have some good candidates, and hopefully they'll get a nice replacement. That's all I've got.
And it's very hot where we just actually got. It's kind of similar to things, but a bunch of the mayors from 108 County are going to fly out to Europe tomorrow. Television news board, and the government relations faculty board. Colleen Marr is going to hop on the train and what have you. just to basically, you know, the push and pull is 370 is successful. We're not going to be long or great or anything like that. But even though railroad stuff takes a long time, it's a shorter time frame than fixing the traffic also, which is only going to be much more accomplished. So we thought we'd make some noise and support of the other mayors that are closer in to do this for a while.
We are getting quotes, third quote is due in tomorrow for the demolition of the house at Cove Court. Did that meet up? Anything else we need done? So did that meet up? We'll see what happens. And with all that activity on that property, pardon my interruption, nothing from the owner?
No.
The owner's just going to probably
be an ideal owner.
You know, we try every way to find them, so draw it down.
It's what it is.
Yeah, that's good.
Lucille and I have been busy working on the acres funding. We are funding in Trenton.
I think we're back there.
Our environmental's done and submitted. All the survey work has been done and submitted. One of those was shared with us. Title search and all that. And the deed was written.
I think everything's
in. So it's done. So back and forth today was everybody's in Trenton. It's all in Trenton. We could actually get paid by the start of Christmas.
500,000.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's good news. We're hiring two new DPW guys starting in December.
Much needed.
Both have CDLs, both good backgrounds, good backgrounds. So both of those are down, actually. So we're taking that from two other towns, but they'll be a good asset. We're doing a little moving around with staff there too. More road work done and less other stuff. Jay's got to start managing. So they put somebody in his garage to help the mechanic and all that stuff. So that's all good. We also met today Jay and Colin and I about shifting some responsibilities over Jay's parts management to the parts department and overseeing that. We're now being, you know, kind of the timelines and dates and all that stuff. So that's all happening. And of course, we want everybody working by December because it goes in the day. Because apparently it did.
Pakistan up there.
In Hillsborough, too. I was close to the sun like crazy. They didn't stick.
They had it. I think last week they had some.
Yeah.
Some stick.
Class police officers, we talked to a retired captain, state police officer. We'd like to get him on as a class two. And sergeants interviewed two other guys with class two yesterday. We'd like to get them on shortly. The retired captain, he did grants for the state police for years. So he can sit at the window and do grant work, and it's just other things, but I mean, that would be a huge benefit because, you know, we're always looking for money, and he brought in all kinds of funding. He got from the feds and state.
Yeah, he actually handled all the financing and funding for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
United States, a great resident.
Lots of contacts, so
yeah.
That's huge.
Before we bring it to council, would you give us a note in terms of what the organization is going to plus and how?
You know, we can be table
holders.
We'll do that. Yeah. And the class twos, ideally, they'll get in here if we get two good candidates. And if they work in budget labs, they can come off full time and put in. We've got two new guys, two of these. We're still holding our own. But anyway, that's all moving up forward. I think that's all positive stuff. Painting here is almost done. How many
people
done paint?
Second floor. Yeah. The hallway. He's doing that. It'll be done. done by Friday, so.
But this looks a lot better than it did, right? Bond Park, Lowell Park, the garden, had the winter ice come up the water. There are two tunnel things, I don't know what they call them out there, but you know that? Big one and small one. Oh, okay. For the dog to run through, they're like, you know, pipes, a little pipe or whatever, the dogs can run through. That's what they asked for. So, that's done. Police Academy was good, very well received, I think. Our two officers, Pecker's on, and Vestola, did a really good job. I've had nothing but comments from the public. They loved it. Let's do it again. And now we want to have junior police academy. So that's all good community and police and stuff. And but I did send them an email. I think they did an excellent job coordinating all that. I think we're in the right direction there. Towing. I see there are towing guys out there. We want to get our towing ordinance up this day. It was out of 2008 was the last rendition.
Yeah.
So we got that cleaned up. Your office assisted in putting that together according to the statute. So we can get that done. Make sure that's legit. And one part, one-way traffic, we're going to close off the entry from 31. It's dangerous. I mean, I'm just going to put there a couple.
Well, and there are a couple of houses there, too.
So it'll be one way out. I mean, it'll be one way out for big events, like community day. You can exit that way. We'll all clear out and change off the sign and implement it out for you. I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things happening in town, but mostly good. Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to Crime Stoppers, the entire patrol division, getting an award for the unit citation, right?
Yes, sir.
For a job well done, I believe. Just to clarify, with the class twos, we have, obviously, Tom's going to be leaving, Tom Hash, in January. So then Raphael is going to be going up to the school to take that post. So we're going to have two squads down to three people. The problem there is somebody takes off, we're down to two people. And we've been doing it a lot. I've been doing my best to keep the overtime down. So the problem there is at night, it's like, I'm the type of guy, I can't. My mind's racing, and God forbid, I mean, there's been a couple, a few junior guys with a year on that are patrolling at night by themselves. I'm just not real comfortable with that. But unfortunately, that's what we have to do. So that would kind of, we can get them on temporary, and hopefully sometime in the winter, get them on to the full time to get our staffing, our squads up. Because I'd like to eventually go back to a three-man minimum. There's too much going on at night. Tires stolen at night in dealerships, cars getting stolen. Reddington just got in a chase that crashed in the door at night.
15-year-old.
Yeah. Well, that's what they send out here.
Yeah.
It's most of them all. They don't care. They'll run you over just quick as a 30-year-old. So, so I'd like to get up to that, but I will send an email and Jess and I will get together.
Yeah, we'll update the chart. The web page is pretty accurate. Yeah.
And this is a busy time.
Oh, on a new web page.
Yeah.
New web page looks good, by the way.
Yeah. And that's the most current. That's
the school helped us out with that. And actually, Harry Bugal just got secured a grant. I think you said you got a copy on that. For DWI for December, and then he should be getting another 16 grand for alcohol education enforcement, which kind of helps us with more aggressive patrol and stuff like that.
Well, even if the DUI numbers are certainly not going down.
No. November will be, October will be this month.
All good.
Sorry.
And
Jess,
you
want
to send
good. So, yeah, I mean, things were all going in the right direction.
Hit the button, did I?
He missed me when it comes to that. So, everything's going in the right direction, and if we could just, hopefully get to that point and we get some full timers on in the winter, it'd be great. Other than that, everything's status quo.
All right. So, we're now up to resolutions, and we're in the last 2 months of the year. So we're starting to move money around for the puts and takes and various line items. Police are picking up about $100,000 and a couple of other smaller trustees. And I guess we'd like to thank.
sort of compensating. A group life insurance cost is the principal reduction, you know, from budget that allows us to move this money over, moving everything out. So, any discussion? Or?
Nope.
All right, well, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Spittler.
Yes.
Council President Lyon.
Yes.
Mayor Hayes.
Yes. The next item, paving Stanton Mountain Road. We're going to table that for tonight. We have some additional work to perfect that particular proposition. I think it'll be back on the agenda in December. Following one is amending McDonald's not to exceed amount for 2019, going to $115,000. And this is a function of you know, how busy she's been.
So, but did she exceed?
I don't remember what that not to exceed was.
Okay. Yeah, that's why we're doing it.
The last one was 70.
Yeah.
And now we're up to
80. Bottom was pit.
Mm-hmm.
Control spending.
Yeah. What was the book? What was she working on? We'll have to do a detailed. Yeah. Look at that. And are we charging it to the rent list?
It's not escrow.
So, you know, I don't think she's done much in the way of the project, so I don't understand it. So we will take a look and understand it and solve that on cut scope or...
Table that one too then?
Pardon?
You want to table that one too?
Yeah. So, I mean, the bills are the bills.
The bills, well, we're all going to June. That's what
Debbie
just got. Bills
sold
to Jim.
Yeah.
Up to Jim.
It was only for the first half of the year.
Because they got a new software.
Their billing
system.
Mm-hmm. So they were behind on billing?
At least we were starting.
Yeah.
No, this year. No. I mean, there are no. Their system failed, so there are no bills from prior year.
I don't think
no.
So. Debbie said it's up to Jim right now.
Yeah. And we're not increasing the budget line item. I'd like to point out in the transfers, her budget, the engineering budget line item, we're not increasing the budget for that.
So we're spending more than that.
Well, then we should have done a transfer.
Right.
We're not doing a transfer for engineering. This is just her not to exceed amount.
Right.
Well, they go ahead.
So I have a feeling that this includes additional. We'll have to find out. Maybe
some of that might be escrow.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. She shouldn't have spent nearly that much money.
What's the analysis?
Yeah.
The table.
Let's just
table. Table. Yep. Because that doesn't sound right.
Sorry.
Table
that.
Sounds good. I'll get some more detail on that. And we're rejecting. You know, Jess, these are the bids for which building? Windy Acres?
Windy Acres, Rat Trap, and the. Rat Trap over Public Works is falling.
Oh, right. That house.
Yeah.
That should have been on years and years ago.
Should have been, but didn't.
Yeah. So that would be very good to see that. All right. So we're going to try it again?
Well, if they find one. Find it. Please don't get the shirt from that.
Oh, yeah.
They need to go.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
The house of the leaders and the house of the public.
This is rejecting the bids.
Right.
Rejecting it.
They came out too high.
We're rejecting the bids. And
so we're not in a rush on the Moody Acres. And we're not in a rush either on the public works thing, but that's just an accident that doesn't prove the way that happened. It has been for a long time.
Part of
that we saw.
Part of. There were a number of structures there.
Okay. We're back in the woods?
Yeah.
I think one of them, the one that was held up by fishing line,
right.
Gone.
Okay.
Right.
That was the salt shed. I'm surprised that it stayed up as long as it did. So, this should be an easy one. We're canceling bids and we're not spending money. So, that's where we're going to stay.
I'll make the motion.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slitler?
Yes.
Council President Lyon?
Yes.
Yes. And the next is a resolution adopting the Jersey State Police Towing and Storage Rates Regulations for private passenger vehicles.
to me, this is akin to what we did with the employee mileage rates, where, you know, you can go with a respective index. In this case, it happens to be state.
How does it compare to what our towing rates had been previously? That wasn't clear.
Well, it's more permanent.
But is it a large increase? Is it a decrease? Is it a small increase? Is it
I would say
pretty comparable
increase? But it's, you know, it's what it should be. It's standard. I mean, so the state police union, that's what my thinking was. It's good enough for us. So, you know, we were way under what we should be, way under. So, and it's more applicable to what we do. So,
I mean, I come here. Where we had difficulties with gas sometimes is that, you know, somebody would tow a car and just forget to tell anybody and we'd get these enormous bills.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot when we're in an investigation line. Yeah. So now basically what we do is we tow it. Sometimes we would tow it here, then they would come and pick it up and then bring it back, and then it would be two different bills. So.
But the ordinance cleans that up.
Yes, absolutely. And it cleans up that we have to be able to let them release their car at any time. So.
And they got to be here. You know, they can't drive me from somewhere to some place.
Yeah, well, which we could discuss. There's, you know, there's an issue with one of the places, but we could talk about that on another day.
So this is an increase, but you don't think that's a substantial one?
It's currently.
Yeah, it's current.
I mean, rate.
Yes.
This is an action item, introduction of the ordinance, and I'll read it by title. The Township of Clinton, Ordinance Number 1135-19. The ordinance of the Township of Clinton and Huntington County, New Jersey, regarding the towing and storage of vehicles and amending Section 257-10 of the Code of the Township. As we mentioned, by the way, the public hearing is the next council meeting on December 11th. And as we mentioned, this is a kind of a cleanup of, you know, some issues that we have with operators and, you know, how do you say this, our scrutiny over how the vehicles are stored.
And it will store it and make available.
Yeah, access to all the materials. So I think. We don't really need to discuss tonight. It's agreeable that I have a motion to introduce the ordinance.
So
second.
Councilman
Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman
Kachanowski? Yes.
Councilwoman Silver?
Yes.
Councilwoman President Mullen?
Yes.
Yes. And we're up to that part of the evening where we.
Well, I'm sorry, what would if it's approved at the 11th meeting in December, then it goes into effect right away, is there a waiting period?
30 days.
30 days?
Yeah, and, you know, we. It's kind of. I'm not sure if you know this, Mark.
No, not 30.
We have to introduce at this meeting because otherwise we have to wait till the reorder meeting. Mm-hmm.
No, I understood that. I just. I don't know if there's money involved. It's what, 30 days or an ordinance with money and something. I just didn't know if it was the same for something where there's no money being spent by the municipality.
For money, it's 30 days.
Right. Yeah, that's why I was curious why this one was as well.
Okay, so it is time to pay the vouchers, $5,028,000. Looked at the vouchers, they seem to be in order. And anybody have any comments? Or?
No.
All right, then I'll make the motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slitwick?
Yes.
Council President Mullen?
Yes.
Yes. And eyes left of Councilman Strauss.
Public comments.
Public comments.
Oh.
Are there any comments from any of the members in the public in the audience?
Come up, state your name.
Do the routine.
I'm glad they caught me then.
All right, everyone.
Good.
Mike Gerta, Superior Tom. I just wanted to talk a little bit about not only the rates. Something came into effect 2 years ago. It's called the Predatory Killing Prevention Act. And with that, state law became, it changed a lot of things, but one of the main things was you have to be able to release the vehicles anytime, barring a police holder investigation or a John's law for a DUI. But you can't hold the vehicle just because it's Sunday or it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Right on the tow form, the current tow form, it states vehicles can be released during normal business hours. It states those hours, I believe, until 5 o'clock during the week, maybe noon on Saturday. I don't have it in front of me, something of that sort. So, you get one angry person that had a DUI and, is upset, and they're going to cause a problem either for the tower or for the township. And that's why, I originally brought this up. And the other thing is, with the state police rates, what happened? The state police never set rates. Couple years back, because of the Predatory Towing Act, they had to set rates. So they got together with our state's Towman's Association, the Florida State Towing Association, and they surveyed all areas of New Jersey. They said, well, we need to come up with maximum rates that the towers are going to charge this way, no matter where a state police requested tow in New Jersey happens, the person's going to be paying the same price, no matter who tows it. So they came up with those rates. And they're supposed to be visited annually and updated. They came up with them with 17-18 rates going into 2018. They haven't, revisited them, but it maintains itself. You'll never have to worry about us coming in another 10 years going, it's been 10 years, we need to do something. It maintains itself. So I really think that we're going the right direction here. I'm hoping you guys agree with me on that.
Yeah, well, in a funny way, and I know this is not kosher legal, but I think about it as almost like a state contract. You hire yourself to a state contract, you got some faith that the pricing is negotiated fairly. And in a funny way, it's the same sort of thing. It's like the state has got some sort of an agreement with the Towman's Association, or they just promulgate the numbers in there.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense. And self-adjusts, we don't have to worry about, like I said, putting it off, putting it off, and then never bumping it for 5 or 6 years. It would look fair, may not be reasonable, but at least it looks fair. If I could ask, you're busy doing stuff over in the old Shell station on 22. Is that going to be your yard? Do you want to talk about your plans a little?
I've had some property I rent up in Glen Gardner, if you're familiar, the Vera Industrial Center. It's where we bring a lot of heavy-duty towing as well, not just local cars. So there's not much room where we are in Glen Gardner. The tractor trailer's there. The place I'm at, actually in Lebanon, is my main place, and we have another place in Farmington. But in Lebanon, I've been renting there since 2002. And the salon next door was owned by a nice lady, Gina. She's still there. And the gentleman that owns the property on that, he inherited it, and along with bungalow behind him. And the place is a bit of an eyesore. A little small, but there's things that can be done with the property. At any rate, the Wawa was going to buy all of him. So, the guy I'm renting from, he bought the salon and he's leasing it there. That fell through, so I'm purchasing all 3 properties, hoping to close by beginning to mid next month.
That's what Regina was telling me, but I wasn't sure. You never know.
She's a nice lady. It's good work. I'm not planning on doing anything with her building. She keeps it real nice. I eventually want to knock down the 2 buildings that are on my lot and put a new building out.
Bait shop and...
What I want to do is I want to get rid of the bait shop, put a nice new building there, and then when that's done,
take out the existing building on it, so it'll just be one brand.
You spend a lot of time at the dance studio.
So. Yeah. So we're trying to stay off Clark Road. But, you know, I hired Parker Engineering, and I just gave her a painter to Gebhardt and Kiefer, and we're going to be working with Lebanon after the closing. And, you know, hopefully the plans will go through.
It's not be around
it has the way it does.
Easy access to 78, which provides a lot of business.
Yeah, that, I know, you know, Cameron Romano has been trying to work with DOT. She's been working hard on it to try to get access to the 78 westbound off the Cokesbury Road. You know, there's a lot of reasons they didn't even do that. Who knows if it's staying on this
Sunday? Land is there, but, you know, to get the money out of it, we'll do that.
How has she been working on that?
She's
lived there for
as far as I know, she's been working on it for a long time.
She was kind of, we were talking about that at a meeting a week or two ago. Something like 10 or 12 years.
No, so not quite as long as we've been working on Possum Hill.
You know, Pro Stack Lane, the entrance to the old 100 and Mac, that's owned by the state. From what I was told, the state purchased that to originally put a ramp in 78 West. So they own it, but they won't plow it. So that's
not surprised.
It's not my work.
Way back to say Merck case, we were interested in the business of development, you know, the office complex. And, the state does own that. That's our understanding. Our understanding too is that there's no enthusiasm on the part of the DOT actually pushed that along.
It's just one, right? And it makes a difference because when you're trying to get to an accident, you have people trapped in cars and the fire department and rescue services are trying to get there. They have to fight traffic, go up 22, move around, and then turn around again.
It takes a load off the mixing ball anyway that you need rush. You know, it would be a reasonable reason. So maybe one of these things.
Fingers crossed. Thank you all for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's it, trip home.
Thank you. All right. Now I can look left.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Osgur stated. Thank you.
Oh.
Dude.